say we got it made. Don't they know we're so afraid?
Johnny Depp singing. He was singing with Jeff Beck over the weekend. He didn't wait around in Virginia for a verdict to come in, but the verdict did come in. He was awarded $15 million. Amber Heard was awarded $2 million. And things change here on the show so rapidly, so the lawyer that knows a lot about defamation will join us at 3:35. But we did track down Rachel Nee, and we thought it would be fun to talk to Rachel. Rachel, are you originally from the Chicago area?
I am. So I'm from Gurnee, so just
and
north.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to school at Warren Township High School, but now I just graduated from Johns Hopkins.
Yes, you graduated from Johns Hopkins. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
But the reason we have her on today is because I think that she and a couple fellow students came up with a brilliant product, and it's not yet been approved. In fact, you don't have the patent yet, but boy, you've done the research. Tell everybody what it's called.
Sure. So our product is called TC Tape, and it's an edible burrito tape, but really it's an edible tape, and you can put it on really anything.
Okay, we need Kevin to chime in here because he's our foodie on the stores or on the show. So basically, like most of us, you were eating a burrito or a taco. Everything's fallen out one end of it. So you decided, along with a couple other students, that you would come up with a solution because that's what engineering students do. So you created a food product that is a tape that will wrap around your burrito or your taco and keep everything from squeezing out the end.
Yep, that's exactly it.
What do you think, Kevin?
I saw this story. I love it. It's been this is clearly a major breakthrough for all of society. So no taste, anything? You won't even realize it's on there?
No. We've gone through so many iterations where we were trying to make sure it looked exactly like tape. You can't even tell that it's on there. That's why if you see some of the photos online, the tape has dyed blue because you cannot see it otherwise. And then you can't taste it, you can't feel it. This is all engineered out.
So she grew up in Gurnee. She just graduated from Johns Hopkins University. You're waiting for the patent, and then you'll get FDA approval or whatever it takes. So you tried 50 different formulations?
Yeah, just about. That's an estimation. But we tried so many options to make the backbone, which is like the thing you feel and like put on. And then, like, the adhesive. And we just tried so many options for, different backbones, different adhesives, and then the two working together. So, totaling, it's about 50, give or plus, 20.
It is always a bummer when you're, halfway through a delicious burrito, and the next thing you know, it's falling apart. So, I am all for this.
Well,
we are, too.
And if you get this off the ground and it can be sold to restaurants and especially fast food restaurants, oh my gosh, you're going to be a millionaire.
Well, that's the goal.
What was your goal when you first entered Johns Hopkins University? Did you have any idea that you would be doing this?
Absolutely not. If you told me even a month ago that our edible tape that we did for class was going to take off like this, I would have laughed at you.
That's great. Well, your parents must be so proud, and congratulations. And is there some place where people can go look at this so they can understand what we're talking about?
Yeah, of course. We have a website, an Instagram, and a Twitter. So if you just look up Tasty Tape, TASTEE Tape, you can look at our Instagram, and we have a video of how it works, and then we have pictures, so come find us.
And since you are a recent grad of Johns Hopkins University, and obviously a lot on your plate, so to speak, have you paid any attention to the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial?
I did see some news today. I was getting my hair done, and everyone at the parlor was looking at the video.
Yeah. All right. Well, of course, we're going to cover that next. Thank you so much. It's nice to talk to a homegrown person who's got something that might eventually be in all of our hands one day. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Lauren's got your news coming up next, and then we will talk to that defamation lawyer about the verdict in the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial. That's on the way on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.